ॐ जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयोः श्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः। ॐ भद्रं कर्णे विश्रुणुयामदेवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षवीर्यजत्राः स्थिरैरङ्गैस्तुष्टुवागुंस स्तनूभिः व्यषेम देवहितं यदायुः। स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति नः पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्ष्यो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्ददातु। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति हरिः। ॐ ॐ ओ गॉड्स, मे वी हियर ऑस्पिशियस वर्ड्स विद अवर इयर्स, मे वी सी ऑस्पिशियस थिंग्स विद अवर आईज, worshipping the gods with steady limbs, may we enjoy a life that's beneficial to all. May Indra of ancient fame bestow auspiciousness on us. May the all-nourishing portion be propitious to us. May Garuda, the destroyer of all evil, be well disposed towards us. May Brihaspati ensure our welfare. Om, peace, peace, peace be unto all. Continuing from our last class of the Mandukya Upanishad, we have not yet entered into Gaudapada's Karikas, but we have explored the introductory remarks by Shankaracharya. Then we have also entered into the first mantra of the Mandukya Upanishad. This is the mantra. हरि ओम ओम इत्येतदक्षरम् इदं सर्वं तस्य उपव्याख्यानं भूतं भवत् भविष्यत् इति सर्वं ओंकारः एव यत् च अन्यत् त्रिकाल अतीतं तदपि ओंकार एव। ओम द वर्ड इज ऑल दिस, ए क्लियर एक्सप्लेनेशन ऑफ इट इज द फॉलोइंग। ऑल दैट इज पास्ट, present and future is verily Om, and that which is beyond the tribal conception of time is also truly Om. Before we go into the Bhashya, let us recollect some of the essential points. The first two mantras in this Mandukya Upanishad introduce self-knowledge. Every Upanishad ultimately leaves one to self-knowledge. Why? Because self-knowledge alone removes completely and forever all the tapatraya, miseries that man experiences. But every Upanishad has its own special method, because every Upanishad has been realized and taught by a particular personality. Let us not forget that personality means a human being with a human mind, human intellect, human language. So everybody's way of expression is quite different. But the essence is Sarvam Khalvidam Brahma. And in this Mandukya Upanishad, the Rishi was supposed to be Manduka Rishi, Manduka. So it is given very beautifully why this Manduka means a frog, frog Rishi. So can frogs be Rishis? Yes, like Jadabharata, frogs also can be great Rishis. Like the Ahalya, who became a stone. As soon as Rama's feet touched, she was transformed into what? Your first reply will be, she became a woman as before. No, she became a realized soul, a released soul. What was the state before? she completely became like a stone towards the whole world, and she was completely merged only in meditation on Rama, because the name of Rama destroys all the sins. So this Manduka, a frog, also can attain to that state. For some reason, some great soul may also try to assume the form of a frog. But the kind of explanation that was given is that a frog, it remains dormant until the rainy season comes. And as soon as the rain start to pour, immediately it is transformed into a great being of joy, and it jumps forward with one jump. Incidentally and interestingly, Sri Ramakrishna explains how the Kundalini rises in various states, in various people, and he said, I experienced all the ways, and one of the ways is that just like a frog stays in one particular place, and suddenly it jumps to some higher place. So probably this Manduka Rishi was like that, and by God's grace, Guru's grace, a struggling, striving disciple's heart will be touched by the grace, and immediately he leaps from a lower state to a higher state. Anyway, this Manduka Rishi had his own speciality. The speciality of this Mandukya Upanishad, especially as interpreted by Gaudapada, is in every other Upanishad, you start with the karyam effect, try to understand the effect and find out the cause. And once we know the nature of the cause, the nature of effect also is realized, because that invariable law, there cannot be any difference between the cause and the effect. Then what is the difference? Cause is unmanifest and effect is manifest. In this particular Upanishad, the entire karya karana is completely erased, as it were. And there is a peculiar method. What is it? Here, drik, drishya, viveka. As we have seen in Shankaracharya's drik, drishya, viveka, in my retreat at Cedar Rapids especially, we have seen that whatever a person experiences is not what he experiences. Why? Because I'm giving some examples so that we can understand. You see a tree, you don't say, I'm the tree, I'm absolutely, completely, forever, eternally separate from the tree. I see a elephant, I see a man, I see a mountain. Anything that I see, that I am not. This is one angle of looking at it. But we get confused, because practically, in our practical life, we know, I am not the table, I am not my wife, I am not my husband, I am not anybody else. But when it comes to one's own body, then this identity separation, like alternative current, they go on moving from one side to another side. I am seeing the body, I am experiencing the body, I am the body, I am experiencing the body, I am the body, I am experiencing the body, it goes on. Even more intimate, we identify whatever emotions are aroused in the mind, and first we become aware, oh, there is a thought of happiness, there is a thought of resentment. But next moment, we become identified. So in this Mandukya Upanishad, especially with the special angle of vision that Gaudapada presents to us, is that whatever we experience is not us, and every experience is subdivided into three categories: waking state, waker, waking state, dreamer, dream state, and the sleeper, sleeping state. The waking state the waker experiences. No, the waker is not the waking state, waking world. The dreamer is not the dream state, swapnavastha, and swapna jagat. Similarly, the nidra is not the sleeper. The sleeper experiences that profound state of ignorance called prajnatva, and I am not that. Now, then naturally the question comes, what happens to the waker? What happens to the dreamer? What happens to the sleeper? If we think a little bit deep, then this comes to this. As soon as the waking world disappears, waker also disappears. As soon as the dream world disappears, dreamer also disappears. As soon as the sleeping state, sushupti avastha, disappears, the sleeper also disappears. For example, when you enter into dream state, your waker state is gone, your waking state is gone. When you enter into the sleeping state, the dreamer and dream world, the waker, waking world, both disappear. And when we wake up from this sleep state, you notice the sleeper as well as the experience of the sleep, karana prapancha, karana avastha, sleep state, both of them disappear. So what are we talking? That these are all, waker is a temporary state and waking is a temporary state, and they are invariably connected. So also the dreamer and dream state. So also the sleeper and sleep state. But there is someone who says, I experienced the waking state, I experienced the dream state, I experienced the sleeping state, I must be completely separate from the waker waking, dreamer dreaming, sleeper sleeping state. That is the special tag, angle, how Gaudapada wants us to experience. Now, very important point we have to understand is, we are not talking about speculation. We are not talking about faith in the scriptures. We know clearly that I am not the body, because if I am the body, I would have been dead a millisecond before, because my entire body has changed a millisecond before. We all know that we wake up from both dream and sleep states. As soon as we wake up, if I was the dream body, my dream body would have dead, sleep body would have been dead, dreamer also would have been dead, and sleeper also along with that would have been dead. But no, I am saying I experienced waking, dream and dreamless state. They are changing. They are being born. They are being dead. As soon as we enter into the dream state, waking state is dead. As soon as we enter into sleep state, dream state is dead. As soon as we are awake, then waking state is born. After that, dream state is born. After that, sleep state is born. But I remain a witness, a subject, a knower, an experiencer of all these three states, and I am not that. So this is the tag, whatever I experience, I am not. All experiences fall into these three categories. Therefore, I am not those three categories. So what is the nature of those three categories? We are going to discuss them in the future. But what is the first mantra? We are coming back. Omityetad aksharam idam sarvam tasya upavyakhyanam bhutam bhavat bhavishyat iti sarvam omkara eva yatcha anyat trikala atitam tadapi omkara eva. This omkara is a very precious syllable, the most valuable syllable. Why? It is the doorway to the realization to go beyond these three states. Omkara is everything, and so understanding Omkara is everything amounts to understanding everything that is both within and outside. Time, space and causation is Omkara. That is both the effect which is within time, space, causation and the cause which is outside time, space, causation. Remember these points and ponder over them and remember them. That cause cannot be experienced. What can be experienced is only the effect. That's what we have to understand. So this Omkara Vichara is very important. This actual the inquiry of this Omkara will be conducted later from mantras 8 to 12. Even though first mantra posits the Omkara, second mantra posits the Brahma or Atma. In fact, the one of the Mahavakyas, I am Atma Brahma, occurs in this second mantra of this Mandukya Upanishad. I am Atma. So, I am Atma Brahma. We'll come to that. So, naturally, following rationality, reason, we would expect, okay, first mantra is talking about Omkara, second mantra is talking about Brahman. First mantra is talking about Chit, and second mantra is talking about Sat. First mantra is talking about Nama, second mantra is talking about Namni. First mantra is talking about names or ideas that we experience. And second mantra is talking about the objects, the entire universe that was, that is, and that will be in future, is represented by Brahma. That's what in concise terms we call Sat. Every object is a tree exists, an animal exists, so etc. You can add in a number. Exists. That is called Sat. And there cannot be Sat without the knowledge. There must be some consciousness which cognizes and says, this is a tree, this is an animal, etc. So, Sat and Chit are invariably associated together. They cannot be separated. That's what we discussed earlier, that Pada and Artha cannot be separated. Vagarthav iva sampruktav, Vagartha pratipattaye, Jagatah pitarav vande, Parvati Parameshwarav. Just an aside note. Parvati Parameshwara. Who are they? Jagatah pitarav. They are the parents. Parents means what? Not parent. Parents. Two, father and mother, mother and father. There cannot be creation without both. Mother alone cannot create, father alone cannot create. This was the profound subject from a yogic point of view. Swami Vivekananda discusses, which I am not going to enter it now, very, very profound. There he calls it Akasha and Prana. Akasha is the matter and prana is the chit. Sat, Akasha is the sat and prana is the chit. And a combination of this, Akasha is the mother and prana is the father. Such a beautiful harmony we can bring if we think deeply. Now coming back to our subject, the second mantra is explaining everything that we experience, everything that is experienced, in other words, every object, all objects from the universal point of view can be resolved back into one eternal infinite lump called Brahman. And all the knowledge expressed through sounds with different meanings, through different languages, ideas, that can be compressed into one universal Om. So Sat and Chit, as just now we discussed, cannot be separated. Therefore, Sat is Chit, Chit is Sat. Om is Brahman, Brahman is Om. Anyway, I have repeated any number of times so that the idea will be sinking. Now, the reasonable arrangement should be, this Mandukya Upanishad has got 12 mantras. So, the first mantra is talking from the Chit point of view, which is Omkara. The knowledge of everything is Omkara. The second mantra talks about Sat, all objects together, manifesting as the world in the past, present and future, along with its that which cause, which is beyond time-space causation, is called Brahman. So, naturally we will expect from third mantra onwards, some mantras will be explaining the Omkara. After that, some mantras will be explaining the Brahman. But no, the Manduka Rishi takes the other way. It doesn't really matter, but just I am bringing to your notice. From the third mantra to the seventh mantra, second mantra is explained, elaborated. From eighth mantra, five mantras, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, the first mantra, Omkara Vichara, is done. Ultimately, both of them, Omkara Vichara, Atma Vichara, there is absolutely no difference at all. You can approach God realization either through Sat or through Chit, because they are inseparable. Therefore, you cannot separate them. But some people love Sat, Rupa. Some people love Chit, that is Nama. So that is why some people love to worship God with particular form. Some people love, they emphasize on the glory of the Nama. And these are all byproducts of this profound truth that Sat and Chit cannot be separated. And where Sat and Chit are there, there is inevitably, when we understand, when these two things come together, Sat and Chit, then the experiencer revels in the emotion called Ananda. They cannot be separated. Now this Omkara, coming back, Omkara, is, as according to the Upanishad, has four names. Omkara has four names, four sounds. We have to understand, oh, Omkara has four sounds. Yes, yes, yes. Why? The first sound should be merged in the second sound. The second sound is to be merged in the third sound. And the third sound is to be merged in the fourth sound. Fourth. Why four? Because you must have already guessed. If you had not guessed, I'm going to talk. Jagradavastha is one name, Swapnavastha is one name, Nidravastha is another name, Turiyavastha is another name. And for the facility of children like us trying to understand these profound concepts, Upanishad, out of infinite grace, say there are four states. The fourth is not a state, really speaking. The fourth is what is called the goal, called Brahman. But for facility of, as I said, understanding, it is labeled as fourth state. I'll come to that. Now, every state can be divided into, is very interesting, four subdivisions. And do not get confused. Once I read this out, you will be able to understand it. ఫస్ట్ లెట్ అస్ టేక్ జాగ్రత్త అవస్థ. జాగ్రత్త అవస్థ స్థూల ప్రపంచ ది విశ్వ అండ్ విరాట్ అండ్ దేహ. వీ హ్యావ్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ దిస్. వాట్ ఆమ్ ఐ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్? ఫస్ట్ స్టేట్ ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ వేకింగ్ స్టేట్, జాగ్రత్త అవస్థ. దట్ ఈజ్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఆఫ్ ది వేకింగ్ స్టేట్. అండ్ దేర్ మస్ట్ బి ఎన్ ఇన్స్ట్రుమెంట్. వాట్ ఈజ్ ది ఇన్స్ట్రుమెంట్? మెయిన్లీ ది ఫిజికల్ బాడీ, ది గ్రాస్ బాడీ, కాల్డ్ స్థూల శరీర, స్థూల ప్రపంచ. వెన్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఫ్రమ్ ది ఇండివిజువల్ పాయింట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ స్థూల దేహ, గ్రాస్ బాడీ. వెన్ ఇట్ ఈస్ యూనివర్సల్ కాస్మిక్ ఇట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ విశ్వ. విశ్వ మీన్స్ ఎంటైర్ యూనివర్స్. సో ఫ్రమ్ ఏ ఇండివిజువల్ పాయింట్ ఆఫ్ వ్యూ, విశ్వ ఈజ్ ది ఇండివిజువల్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్సర్, విరాట్ ఈజ్ ది యూనివర్సల్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్. సో జాగ్రత్త అవస్థ స్థూల ప్రపంచ త్రూ స్థూల దేహ, అండ్ ఇండివిజువల్ ఈజ్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్సర్ ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ విశ్వ, అండ్ ది యూనివర్సల్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్సర్ ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ విరాట్. సేమ్ ప్యాటర్న్ ఫాలోస్ టు ది అదర్ టూ. దెన్ వీ కమ్ టు ది డ్రీమ్ స్టేట్ కాల్డ్ స్వప్నావస్థ. అండ్ వాట్ ఈజ్ ది ప్రపంచ? సూక్ష్మ ప్రపంచ. వాట్ ఈజ్ ది దేహ? సూక్ష్మ దేహ, సూక్ష్మ శరీర. అండ్ వాట్ ఈజ్ ది నేమ్ ఆఫ్ ది ఇండివిజువల్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్సర్? తైజస. హూ ఈజ్ ది యూనివర్సల్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్సర్? కాల్డ్ హిరణ్య గర్భ. సో స్థూ స్వప్నావస్థ, సూక్ష్మ శరీర, సూక్ష్మ ప్రపంచ, తైజస అండ్ హిరణ్య గర్భ. జస్ట్ కీప్ దట్ ఇన్ మైండ్. థర్డ్ స్టేట్ సుషుప్తి. సుషుప్తి అవస్థ. అవస్థ మీన్స్ స్టేట్ ఆఫ్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్, సుషుప్తి. ఫర్ దట్ దేర్ మస్ట్ బి ఏ పర్టికులర్ ప్రపంచ. ఇట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ కారణ ప్రపంచ. అండ్ వాట్ ఈజ్ ది పర్టికులర్ నేమ్? ఈజ్ దేర్ మస్ట్ బి వెరీ వెరీ ఫైన్ కాజల్ బాడీ, అండ్ ది ఎక్స్పీరియన్సర్ ఆఫ్ దట్ కాజల్ త్రూ దట్ కాజల్ బాడీ ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ ప్రాజ్ఞ. అండ్ ఇఫ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ యూనివర్సల్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్సర్ దట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ ఈశ్వర. నౌ వెన్ వీఆర్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్సింగ్ జాగ్రత్త అవస్థ అండ్ స్వప్నావస్థ, ది మాయాశక్తి ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ అవిద్యాశక్తి, నిద్రాశక్తి. వెన్ వీఆర్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్సింగ్ దిస్ సుషుప్తి స్టేట్ అవిద్య, బట్ ది సేమ్ థింగ్ వెన్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్డ్ త్రూ యూనివర్సల్ బీయింగ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ మాయా. మాయా యూనివర్సల్ డెల్యూడింగ్ పవర్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మన్. అండ్ అవిద్య ఈజ్ ది ఇండివిజువల్ డెల్యూడింగ్ పవర్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఆర్ జీవ. దీస్ ఆర్ ఎ ఫ్యూ టర్మ్స్ ఐ వుడ్ లైక్ యూ. దెన్ త్రీ వి డిస్కస్డ్, జాగ్రత్త, స్వప్న, సుషుప్తి. సో వాట్ ఈస్ ది ఫోర్త్ నేమ్? దేర్ ఈజ్ యాక్చువల్లీ నో ఫోర్త్. దట్ విచ్ ఈజ్ మేనిఫెస్టింగ్, ది ఫోర్త్ ఈజ్ మేనిఫెస్టింగ్ వెన్ ది ఫోర్త్ విచ్ ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ తురియ, అనదర్ నేమ్ ఫర్ బ్రహ్మ, ఈజ్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్సింగ్ ది వేకింగ్ స్టేట్. ది తురియ ఫర్గెట్స్ ఐఎమ్ తురియ అండ్ హీ థింగ్స్ ఐఎమ్ వేకర్. సిమిలర్లీ తురియ థింగ్స్ ఐఎమ్ ది డ్రీమర్. సిమిలర్లీ తురియ థింగ్స్ ఐఎమ్ ది స్లీపర్. బట్ ఇట్స్ సంథింగ్ మోస్ట్ మార్వెలస్ యూ హెవ్ టు రిమెంబర్. ఇన్ బిట్వీన్ దీస్ త్రీ స్టేట్స్ దెర్ ఈజ్ ఎ నో మ్యాన్స్ ల్యాండ్, అండ్ దట్ ల్యాండ్ విల్ బి ప్యూర్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ ఫర్ ది సేక్ ఆఫ్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్, డిస్కసింగ్, ఎక్స్ప్రెసింగ్, టీచింగ్, రీడింగ్, రైటింగ్. వీ యూజ్ ది వర్డ్ తురియా. ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ ఫోర్త్ స్టేట్, ఇట్స్ నాట్ ఏ ఫోర్త్ నేమ్, బికాస్ వెన్ సంథింగ్ కెన్ బి ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్డ్ ఆర్ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు గివ్ ఎ నేమ్. వెన్ సంథింగ్ ఈజ్ బియాండ్ డిస్క్రిప్షన్ ఇఫ్ యూ గివ్ ఎ నేమ్ దట్ బికమ్స్ ఎ డిస్క్రిప్షన్ అండ్ యు ఆర్ డిఫీటింగ్. I am describing to you, this is Brahman, and that is indescribable. It's a contradictory statement. That is why Sri Ramakrishna said that everything in this world has become polluted excepting Brahman. Immediately a wise wags his tail, says, "But sir, just now you used the word Brahman." "Yes, yes, dunderhead, loggerhead, stonehead, it is not Brahman. If you say Brahman, you know Brahman, you described Brahman, that's not Brahman. Then what is its name?" Well, it is indescribable. Indescribable is also another name. So where will you go? So just to get rid of the confusion, to give the idea, to point it out, say it is Brahma, it is an arrow, Shakha Chandra Nyaya. Like the pointing out two branches and say, what you see in between those two branches, that is called the moon, Shakha Chandra Nyaya. So in the second mantra, another inquiry is the what we discussed so far is the Omkara Vichara. In the second mantra, another inquiry is introduced. Now, don't get confused. Another inquiry means another subject. No, no. Same subject from a different angle. What is that? Atma Vichara. Looking from another angle, the entire creation that is experienced is called Brahman. That includes the past, present and future. Brahman is everything within time as well as beyond time. By analyzing one Brahman, we can analyze everything within time and beyond time. Thus, Brahman inquiry is very precious. Then the Upanishad itself asks the question, what is that Brahman? The Upanishad answers here. What is it? Upanishad asks, that is, the student asks after hearing from the Guru, "Sir, you just now described about Brahman, and what is that Brahman? Is it not, you said it is Omkara?" "Yes." "So what is Omkara? What is Brahman? It is Omkara. What is Omkara? It is Brahman." That doesn't solve the problem. So what is that Brahman? What is its relationship to me? And the Upanishad gives that Mahavakya. What is Mahavakya? That which clearly teaches us the oneness of the individual and Brahman. Jivatma, Paramatma, Aikyam. And here it says, this I am Atma, Brahma. This Atman, this me, this I say, I experienced waking, I experienced dreaming, I experienced dreamless state, Nidra, but that I is what is called Jiva, Atma. But this Atma, separated from the three experiences, is nothing but Brahman. Atma means myself. Therefore, Brahman is everything, I am Brahman, so I am everything. Myself is Brahman. Therefore, through this Atma Vichara, we are inquiring into the entire creation, which is both within time and also beyond time. Thus, the second inquiry is Atma Vichara. Then somebody puts a question, what is the first inquiry, sir? You are talking about the second inquiry. Thank you for raising this question. The first inquiry is Omkara Vichara. So mantra 1 describes Omkara Vichara. Mantra 2 describes Atma Vichara in brief. But that will be expounded not in that order. Second mantra will be expounded in some detail from mantra 3 to 7, and this first mantra will be thereafter detailed from mantra 8 to 12. So what is the most important message the Upanishad gives us, that this Atman is Brahman, this Brahman is Omkara, Omkara is myself, myself is Omkara, Omkara is Brahman, Brahman is Omkara, Omkara is myself, like a circle. And this Atman, as we know now, has got four quarters are parts, are components, are facets, are aspects. So from mantra 3, 4, 5 actually, in detail explains first waking state, second dream state, third deep sleep state, and only from sixth onwards negation starts. No, you are not the waker, you are not the dreamer, you are not the sleeper, you are not in between the waker and sleeper, you are not in between the sleeper and the dreamer, you are not simple consciousness, you are not condensed pure consciousness, you are not non-consciousness. So go on denying whatever is possible. This most comprehensive denial, negation, that is comes in the seventh mantra, which is one of the most profound mantras, intellectually difficult but very satisfying. We will talk about it later on when the time comes. So what is the point of inquiring then? Why not straight go to the seventh mantra and say no, it is not possible? First you have to understand that you are not the waker, you are not the dreamer, you are not the sleeper. Second, you have to understand how you are not, because you are when you don't change. You are not when you change. When by showing that all the three states are being shown as continuously changing states, not only waking changes into dream, dream changes into deep sleep, deep sleep changes into waking state, but within the waking state and dream state, everything is being completely changing. But it is only in the deep sleep state one change takes place. En masse, the whole change takes place. That's why Gaudapada, his salutations to him, uses very, very precise technical words to describe these three states so that our stony heads and muddy brains can grasp at least little by little from the very beginning. We will come to that when the time comes. So, I just gave an introduction. We completed the first mantra, but the Shankara Bhashya will come later on. I am just giving you the introduction only. Now we will come to the second mantra, then we will proceed. Sarvam etat brahma, ayam atma brahma, saha ayam atma chatushpat, etat sarvam hi brahma, saha ayam atma chatushpat. More or less, whatever we have described till now, that is being repeated here. In fact, this is repetition with slight variation from the first mantra. So, this sarvam hi etat brahma, whatever is experienced, this entire world is nothing but brahma. And then I am also there because I am experiencing you. So you are brahma and you are experiencing me. For you, I am you. For you, when you say you are meaning me. Therefore, for him, for you, this I am Brahman. For me, you are Brahman. So, every individual is none other than Brahma. I am Atma. I am means that which is immediate in time, space and causation. Immediate, it is not even 1 billion centimeters away, 1 billion seconds away. This I am Atma, Brahma, it is Brahma. And this Saha, I am Atma, Saha means that Brahma about which just now I have described, Upanishad is telling, Chatushpat. It has 4 stages, 4 parts, 4 states of experience. Again, the Upanishad is repeating. Repetition is not fault. Repetition is so that this profound truth can go inside. एतत् सर्वं हि ब्रह्म एवरीथिंग सर्वं हि एतत् ब्रह्म सो दट इज वाट इज सर्व एतत् सर्वं हि ब्रह्म सः दट ब्रह्म इज नन अदर देन आई एम आत्मा सः ब्रह्म एंड इट इज चतुष्पाद दिस आत्मन हैज फोर क्वार्टर्स व्हाट आर दे जस्ट नाउ आई डिस्क्राइब्ड अर्लियर जागृत अवस्था स्थूल प्रपंच स्थूल देह विश्व एंड विराट स्वप्नावस्था सूक्ष्म शरीर सूक्ष्म प्रपंच देन तैजस एंड हिरण्यगर्भ थर्ड वन सुषुप्ति अवस्था कारण शरीर कारण प्रपंच प्राज्ञ एंड ईश्वर वेन आई से कारण शरीर आई एम कॉल्ड प्राज्ञ वेन आई से आई एम कारण प्रपंच आई एम कॉल्ड ईश्वर थ्री बट इज द फोर्थ देर इज नो फोर्थ सिंपली इट इज कॉल्ड तुरिया फॉर द पर्पस ऑफ टॉकिंग एंड टीचिंग एंड एक्सप्लेनिंग एंड ड्रिलिंग ए बिग होल इन टू अवर बोनी हेड As said earlier, mantras 3 to 7 describe Atma Vichara. Mantras 8 through 12 deal with Omkar Vichara. Both the Atma Vichara and Omkar Vichara are done to arrive at the absolute reality. The essence of these two mantras is that these two mantras are talking about the four aspects of one and only Atman called I. Now, discussing the mantras from mantras 3 to 7, the following essential points have to be noted. This Atman as I, obtained in waking state, is called the waker I. I in the waking state is endowed with various attributes, such as, I am of such age, born at such and such a time, I am so many years old, I weigh so much, I measure so much, I am so and so, my father so and so, I am doing this job, as I am in this first ashrama, second ashrama, third ashrama, fourth ashrama, etc., etc., in the Jagratavastha. So, in this Jagratavastha, this I, means this Turiya, combined with the waking, the mind and body, coming into, imagining the waking state, comes into contact with what it calls external world. Mentioned earlier, there is no external or internal, both are one and the same. It is a finite, unlimited I. This I is described in Mantra 3. This I also goes by the names of Vishwa and Virat. The second I, now you could imagine, is related to the dream state. So, I call myself dreamer. And this I as a dreamer functions through the dream body and dream prapancha, the sukshma sariram with attributes by the dream body. And what is this dream attributes? Same attributes, I am so and so. You don't suddenly imagine in dream state that you are completely, man doesn't say I am a woman, woman doesn't say I am a man. A child doesn't say, I'm an old man doesn't say, I'm an young man. Exactly same thing is represented, what is called reflection of the external world, only through the vasanas, memories, it is projected inside the mind. And this dream state, like the waking state, is within the framework of time-space causation and therefore limited. Here, the individually, the dreamer is called Taijasa and universally is called Hiranyagarbha. And the third I is experienced in deep sleep state. Here, I am not in waking or dream body. Here, the body is in a very peculiar condition called resolved condition called Karana Sarira, causal state. But here also, I, the Prajna, Prajna means I am not aware of the body, aware of the mind, therefore I am experiencing everything in the form of a cause, as I mentioned earlier, beyond time, space and causation. This is also limited. Why is it limited? Because it lasts only so long as the sleep state loss. And when it happens, when it is broken, nobody knows. It is natural. It is also limited. So these states are described. Why are these three states described? Just to say, first of all, they are limited. And whatever is limited, they are limited by time, space and causation. And whatever is limited by time, space and causation is finite. Whatever is finite is not infinite. Whatever is not infinite is subject to change. And another name for change is death. Another name for change is happiness, unhappiness. And nobody wants unhappiness, but it is inevitable and it cannot be escaped. The only way is become changeless. Then it will be turning into Ananda Swarupa. Then what to do? Develop witness stage. Yes, yes, like this Ramakrishna gives this story. There was a farmer, he had a son, and one day the son died, and he got the news, and he returned home. You must imagine, these are parables for meditation. Did he come running? Any worldly person will come running. But no, just as though somebody else's son had died. With that idea, he came very leisurely. Was he weeping? No emotional reaction at all, because he never considered his wife as his wife, his waking state is waking state, and his son as his son. I have nothing to do, I am pure witness. His wife accused him, "What a hard-hearted man you are." And he replied, "But of course, we have to understand, she will never understand that." So yesterday night, I had a dream. In that I was a king. I had not one, but seven, not ordinary, that like this, Paddalochan, but most beautiful, most intelligent, most powerful, potential divinities. Only when they grow up, they behave like gods. Seven children. And what happened? They died in the dream. No. They did not die in the dream. The moment I woke up, the entire Swapna Prapancha came down crashing, died. Mahapralaya had happened. So, now shall I weep for those, for my last kingdom, my last kingship, my beautiful seven children? I am adding a little bit of spice. If the children are so beautiful, what about their mother? Must have been most beautiful, most intelligent, and most capable queen in this whole world. You have to supply the rest when you are thinking about it in the waking state. So this is called witnessing I. Instead of participating I, the participating I is called waker, dreamer, sleeper. The witnessing state is called I experienced, noting down the waking state, dream state, dreamless state. I am the witnessing I. I am free from all attributes. I am the attributes I, nirguna I. And this, how to reach, how to practice this nishedha, this negation, is marvelously depicted in the seventh mantra. You have to wait for the sequel to come. So this witnessing I is attributeless, limitless, infinite, unchanging, all blissful. And so whenever we are tending to say, "I am a man or woman," forget, no, I am a witness of this body mind. I am witness to the waking state. I am a witness to the body mind obtained in the dream state. I am a witness to the dream state. So also I am the witness to the causal state, but there is no change in me. All changes are taking place outside me, but experienced within me through my body and sense organs and mind. Thus practicing, I reach a state Shantam, Shivam, Advaitam, Prapanchobhashamam. Their beautiful descriptions are given again in the seventh mantra. So briefly, now we will go to the Bhashyam of the first mantra. Omityetadaksharam idam sarvam. The word is all this. ಯದಿದಂ ಅರ್ಥಜಾತಂ ಅವಿಧೇಯಭೂತಂ ತಸ್ಯ ಅಭಿಧಾನ ಅವ್ಯತಿರೇಕಾತ್ ಅಭಿಧಾನ ಭೇದಸ್ಯ ಚ ಓಂಕಾರ ವ್ಯತಿರೇಕಾತ್ ಓಂಕಾರ ಏವ ಇದಂ ಸರ್ವ. ಆಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಡೈವರ್ಸಿಫೈಡ್ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ವಿ ಸಿ ಅರೌಂಡ್ ಅಸ್ ಇಂಡಿಕೇಟೆಡ್ ಬೈ ನೇಮ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದೇರ್ ಕರೆಸ್ಪಾಂಡಿಂಗ್ ನೇಮ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಫರ್ದರ್ ಆಸ್ ದಿ ನೇಮ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಓಂ ದೇರ್ ಫಾರ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ವೆರಿಲಿ ಓಂ. ವಾಟ್ ಆರ್ ವಿ ಟಾಕಿಂಗ್ ಅಬೌಟ್? ಎವ್ರಿ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಸೋ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ಫಿನಿಟ್ ನಂಬರ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಅರ್ಥಜಾತ. ಅರ್ಥ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದೇ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಆಲ್ ಸಪರೇಟ್ ನೇಮ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದೀಸ್ ಅಭಿಧಾನ ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ತಸ್ಯ ಅಭಿಧಾನ ಅವ್ಯತಿರೇಕಾತ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಸಪರೇಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಿ ನೇಮ್ಸ್. ದಟ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ನೇಮ್, ನೇಮ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್. ವಿ ಡಿಸ್ಕಸ್ಡ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಇಟ್, ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ರಿಕಾಲ್ ಇಟ್. ಅಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ನೇಮ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ನಥಿಂಗ್ ಬಟ್ ಅಗೇನ್ ನಾಟ್ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಓಂಕಾರ. ದೇರ್ ಫಾರ್ ಓಂಕಾರ ಈಸ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್. ಪರಂಚ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಅಭಿಧಾನ ಅಭಿಧೇಯ ಉಪಾಯಪೂರ್ವಕಂ ಅವಗಮ್ಯತೆ ಇತು ಓಂಕಾರ ಇವ. ಎಸ್ ಎ ಥಿಂಗ್ ಈಸ್ ನೋನ್ ಥ್ರೂ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ನೇಮ್. ಸೊ ದಿ ಹೈಯೆಸ್ಟ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ಈಸ್ ನೋನ್ ಥ್ರೂ ಓಂಕಾರ ಎಲೋನ್. ಯು ಆರ್ ಸಿಟಿಂಗ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಸಡನ್ಲಿ ಸಂಬಡಿ ಶೌಟ್ಸ್ ಎ ಸ್ನೇಕ್. ಯು ಡೋಂಟ್ ಸಿ ದಿ ಸ್ನೇಕ್ ಬಟ್ ಯು ಹಿಯರ್ ದಿ ನೇಮ್ ಸ್ನೇಕ್. ಇಮಿಡಿಯೇಟ್ಲಿ ದಿ ಹೋಲ್ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ ಸ್ನೇಕ್ ಫ್ಲ್ಯಾಶಸ್ ಇನ್ ಯುವರ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ರಿಲೇಟೆಡ್ ರಿಯಾಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್ ಫ್ರೈಟ್ ಫಿಯರ್ ಸ್ಕೇರ್ ಗೆಟಿಂಗ್ ಸ್ಕೇರ್ಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ರನ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಅವೇ ಇನ್ವಾಲಂಟರ್ಲಿ ಶೇಕಿಂಗ್ ಸ್ವೆಟಿಂಗ್ ಎಟ್ಸೆಟ್ರಾ ಎಟ್ಸೆಟ್ರಾ ಟೇಕ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್. ಎವ್ರಿ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾನ್ ಸಪರೇಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ನೇಮ್. ಎವ್ರಿ ನೇಮ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾನ್ ಸಪರೇಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಓಂಕಾರ. ದೇರ್ ಫಾರ್ ದಿ ರಿಮೆಂಬರೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಓಂಕಾರ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಮೇಕ್ಸ್ ಅಸ್ ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಎ ಉಪಾಯ ಫಾರ್ ದಿ ರಿಯಲೈಸೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್. ಓಂಕಾರ ಈಸ್ ಎ ಉಪಾಯ ಫಾರ್ ದಿ ರಿಯಲೈಸೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್. ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಸ್ಟಾಪ್ ಹಿಯರ್. ಓನ್ಲಿ ಐ ವಿಲ್ ರಿಮೈಂಡ್ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಮಕೃಷ್ಣಸ್ ದಟ್ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ಅನಾಲಜಿ. ಎ ಮ್ಯಾನ್ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಟ್ರೆಷರ್. ಹಿ ವಾಂಟೆಡ್ ಟು ಹೈಡ್ ಇಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಎವ್ರಿಬಡಿ. ಈ ವೆಂಟ್ ಟು ಎ ಲೇಕ್ ವಿತ್ ಎ ಕೀಪಿಂಗ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿಸ್ ಟ್ರೆಷರ್ ಇನ್ ಎ ಚೆಸ್ಟ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹಿ ಥ್ರೂ ಇಟ್. ಬಟ್ ಬಿಫೋರ್ ದಟ್ ಹಿ ಟೈಡ್ ಒನ್ ರೋಪ್ ಟು ದಟ್ ಚೆಸ್ಟ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದಿ ಎಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ದಟ್ ರೋಪ್ ಹಿ ಟೈಡ್ ಇನ್ ಎ ಪರ್ಟಿಕ್ಯುಲರ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ಆನ್ ದಿ ಬ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ರಿವರ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಹಿ ನ್ಯೂ ವೇರ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಕ್ಟ್ಲಿ ದಟ್ ರೋಪ್ ಈಸ್ ಟೈಡ್ ಟು ಎ ಸ್ಟೋನ್ ಹಿಡನ್ ಬಿನೀತ್ ದಿ ವಾಟರ್ಸ್. ನೋಬಡಿ ವಿಲ್ ಕಮ್ ಟು ನೋ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಇಟ್. ವೆನ್ ಎವರ್ ಹಿ ವಾಂಟ್ಸ್ ಹಿ ವಿಲ್ ಗೋ. ಹಿ ವಿಲ್ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಟಚ್ ದಿ ಸ್ಟೋನ್. ಹಿ ವಿಲ್ ದೆನ್ ಟಚ್ ದಿ ರೋಪ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹಿ ವಿಲ್ ಸ್ಲೋಲಿ ಅಪ್ರೋಚ್ ದಿ ಬಾಕ್ಸ್ ಓಪನ್ ದಿ ಟ್ರೆಷರ್. ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಟು ಸೇ ದಿಸ್ ಓಂಕಾರ ಇಸ್ ದಿ ಸೀಕ್ರೆಟ್ ನೇಮ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದಟ್ ಸೀಕ್ರೆಟ್ ನೇಮ್ ಇಸ್ ಮ್ಯಾನಿಫೆಸ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ರಾಮ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಬುದ್ಧ ಜೀಸಸ್ ಎಟ್ಸೆಟ್ರಾ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸ್ಲೋಲಿ ದಿಸ್ ನಾಮ. ವೆನ್ ಎವರ್ ಎ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ವಾಂಟ್ಸ್ ಟು ರಿಯಲೈಸ್ ದಿ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಟೇಕ್ ದಿ ನೇಮ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಥ್ರೂ ದಿ ನೇಮ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಈಸಿಯರ್. ಯು ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಹೋಲ್ಡ್ ಆನ್ ದಿ ರೋಪ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದಿ ನೇಮ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದಿ ನೇಮ್ ವಿಲ್ ಟೇಕ್ ಯು ಟು ದಿ ನೇಮ್ಡ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದಟ್ ನೇಮ್ಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್. ಅನ್ಲೈಕ್ ದಿ ಸಿಂಬಾಲಿಸಮ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಎನಾಲಜಿ, ಒನ್ಸ್ ಯು ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೀರಿಯನ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ಯು ಬಿಕಮ್ ಒನ್ ವಿತ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್. ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಟಾಕಿಂಗ್, ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಸಮ್ ಸ್ಪೆಷಲ್ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಟಾಕಿಂಗ್. ಎವರ್ ಎನಾಲಜಿ ಎವರ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟುಡ್ ಇನ್ ದೇರ್ ಪ್ರಾಪರ್ ಕಾಂಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್. ವಿತ್ ದಿಸ್ ನೌ ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಸ್ಟಾಪ್. ಅವರ್ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಕ್ಲಾಸ್ ವಿಲ್ ಗೋ ವಿತ್ ಶಂಕರ ಭಾಷ್ಯ ಅಂಡ್ ಎಂಟರ್ ಪ್ರಾಬಬ್ಲಿ ಇನ್ ಟು ದಿ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಮಂತ್ರ. ಓಂ ಜನನೀಂ ಶಾರದಾಂ ದೇವೀಂ ರಾಮಕೃಷ್ಣಂ ಜಗದ್ಗುರುಂ ಪಾದಪದ್ಮೇ ತಯೋ ಶ್ರಿತ್ವಾ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಮುಹುರ್ಮುಹು. ಮೇ ರಾಮಕೃಷ್ಣ ಓಲಿ ಮದರ್ ಸ್ವಾಮೀಜಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಟುಡೇ ಈಸ್ ಮಹಾಲಯ ವೆರಿ ಸ್ಪೆಷಲ್ ಆಸ್ಪಿಷಿಯಸ್ ಡೇ. ಮೇ ಮದರ್ ದುರ್ಗಾ ಬೆಸ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಅಸ್ ದಟ್ ಬುದ್ಧಿ ದಟ್ ರೈಟ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಓಂಕಾರ. ಮೇ ಮದರ್ ಬ್ಲೆಸ್ ಅಸ್ ಆಲ್. ಜಯ ರಾಮಕೃಷ್ಣ.